Parshas Miketz, Avishai David. There are two central nisim, two major miracles on Hanukkah. One, of course, is the nes of the Pach HaShemen, that cruse of oil that was found with the chesem, with the gushpanka, with the insignia of the Kohen Gadol, despite the environs and armies of Tumah that encompassed the entire Makom HaMikdash. And the second Ness, of course, is the Milchama of a few Maccabim against the entire Syrian Greek army. The Ness of the Milchama, the Ness of the war, is mentioned in the Tefillah of Al-Anisim that we articulate in the Shemoneh Esrei and the Birchas HaMazon. The language of the Paitan is the following. K'shomna malchus yabon harisho alam chal Yisrael, when the wicked Syrian Greek kingdom confronted the Jewish people, lahashkicham Torah secha, their intent was that we should forget the Torah, to negate, to undermine, to repudiate our ability to observe the Chukei HaTorah. V'ato berachamecha harabim, you Hashem Yisbarach, in your infinite mercy and compassion, amadato lahem be'isarasam, you stood by us, rafta es ribam, you fought our cause, Danta es ninam, you adjudicated our din. Nokamta es nikmasam, you were the one who was instrumental in avenging our situation. Masarta gibarim biyad chaloshim, you gave over individuals who were mighty in the hands of those that were weak and infirm. Virabim biyad miyatim, many in the hands of a few. Tmeim biyad tahorim, those that were sullied and impure, were given over to tahorim, those that were pure, Klal Yisrael. The Maccabim. Ushoim biyad tzadikim, wicked people were given over to righteous ones. Vizeidim biyad oskei sorasecha, those that were arrogant and contemptuous were given over to those who toiled and were immersed in the study of Torah. Ulechas Yisashem Gadol v'Kadosh b'Olamecha, and to you that's been given a great name, a name which of course reflects Kedusha. Uliamcha Yisrael Asisa Chua Gadola Furkon Kayam Azeh, the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, merited an incredible salvation in Geula this day. Unquestionably, in the course of this tefillah, the focus of it is the milchama against Yavon, against the Syrian Greeks. And the tefillah describes beautifully the intervention of Hashem Yisbarach that brought about a nitzachon, a conquest, to the Maccabim, who were considered to be relatively weak. The language that the Paitan uses is striking. A litany of verbs. Amadita, you Hashem stood. Rafta, you fought. Danta, you adjudicated. Nakamta, you avenged. Masarta, you gave over. And as a result, we Klal Yisrael, who are essentially passive, inactive, somewhat sedentary, were the recipient of this unbelievable ness. Ulamcha Yisrael asisa chua gedela ufrukon kayam azeh. We were chaloshim, we were weak, we were ma'atim, insignificant in terms of numbers. However, unquestionably, we were tzadikim mitahorim, righteous and pure. How are the Syrian Greeks described by the Paitan? They're described as Rishayim, as wicked individuals, but there's one expression that is very striking. Zaydim. The term Zaydim, which essentially comes from the root of individuals who act bemazed, deliberately, who act with insolence, who act with arrogance, reminds us of a part of the davening that we recite on an ongoing basis, namely a reference to Paro Melech Mitzrayim. In the Psuri de Zimra, on a daily basis, we say the following: Vatiten osos umosim lefaro. Hashem performed, he wrought all kinds of miracles to Paro, uvechal avodav, uvechal amarzo, and those miracles were meted out against the servants of Paro, against his country. Ki adati, because Hashem says, I know. Ki hezidu aleim. Again, the same shorish that we are now focused on. Vatasach Hashem kayom azeh. They acted with insolence, the Egyptians. They acted with arrogance. Ki hezidu, loshen zodon zedim. At the end of Kriya Shema, towards the approach of Shemoneh Esrei, we say every day, Mi Mitzrayim gi'altonu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem saved us. Mi beis avonim pidisonu, we were redeemed from a house of servitude. Kol b'choyem harogeto, Hashem killed all the firstborn of Egypt. U'b'chorich l'ga'olta, and our b'chorim, our firstborn, was saved. The Yamsuf Bakata, the Yamsuf was split. And then, Bezeidim Tibata, Vididim Havarta. Here in the davening, we have a contrast of two totally different personalities. The Egyptians versus Klal Yisrael. We are described as the Yedidim of Hashem Yisbarach. We are his confidants. We have a close bonding with Hashem. We are companions, friends, while they, the Egyptians, are described as Zaydim, arrogant, insolent. In the Shemoneh Esrei, we also have a parallel kind of language in one of the brachas. V'chol arisha kerega toveid, all wickedness should disappear. V'chol arvecha meri karesu, all of our enemies should be extirpated, should be cut off. V'hazaydim, those that are arrogant, mehera, quickly, speedily, te'aker, usishaber, usmager, they should be undermined, they should be broken, bitachnia, they should be humbled, b'mher b'yameinu. And the Chasima is also reflecting this theme. Baruch atah Hashem, shover oivim, Hashem breaks our enemies, rents them asunder, umachnia zeidem, and humbles those that are arrogant. Again, in Chumash, in the Parsha of Yisro, we find once again an allusion to this terrible midah of the Egyptians. The Torah says, "Vayichad Yisro al kol ha'teva she'osa Hashem liYisrael." Yisro rejoiced over the largess, over the hatava that Hashem does to Klal Yisrael, asher hisilu miyad Mitzrayim. He saved us from the Egyptians. Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim miyad Paro. Thank Hashem who has saved us from the hands of Egypt, from the hands of Paro. Asher hitzil asom mitachas yad Mitzrayim. He saved the nation from the Egyptians. Atoya dati ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'elokim. Now I know, now I acknowledge that Hashem is the greatest of all gods. Ki badavar asher zodu alehem. And again, this fraction of Zadu, Zaydim, once again comes to the fore. So the Ramban, right there, comments the following. Peirisho, Ramban says, what does it mean when the Torah says, Ki badavar asher zodu aleihem? Badavar asher hezidu hamitzvim al Yisrael. With this, that they demonstrated this kind of arrogance over the Jewish people, Yadati shu gadol mikol ha'elokim. Now I know that Hashem is greater than any other god. V'tam zeh, Neshashem Gozer al Yisrael v'avod v'inu al sam. In the Brisbane Absorim, Hashem issued a gzera that we're going to be subjected to servitude. We're going to be subjected to inoy. And in effect, undoubtedly, we're supposed to be subjected to Abdus and to Inui. The Egyptians went beyond the pale, went beyond the Gzera with arrogance. They decided we should be eliminated from the map. We should be completely eviscerated, totally destroyed, which was not the gzeira of Hashem Yisbarach. K'moshe Omer, the Rambam cites the psuk in the beginning of Shmos, Hoven Yitzchak Malo Pen Yirbe, that the Egyptians were worried about the growing Jewish problem. A fifth column might emerge. V'tzivu l'miyaldos l'homis habonim, and therefore Paro commanded the midwives to kill the children. And so in effect, what the Egyptians decide, they're going to totally eliminate us, destroy us. And that's what Hashem says, that nation that will subjugate you, I'm going to judge them. Said the Ramban, v'hinei Hashem ro'a machshavtom. Why were they punished? Because of their arrogance. Because of their shachzonus. Because of their overweening pride. Because they went beyond the mandate that Hashem gave them. Why were they punished? Because of this uncontrolled arrogance. V'nei Hashem ro'el alev, the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, he sees into our hearts. V'osem mishpat kol ha'ashukim, Hashem defends all those that are under oppression. B'nokim u'bal chema v'meicha b'yado. He's the ultimate avenger. V'unkulus, and Unkulus Shoma, who translates, Arei b'pizgoma, the chashivim mitzvayim, the maiden yas Yisrael, bei deninun. Yitzol Omar, what does Unkelus explain, says the Ramban? Because they decided to drown all the children, Bier, Sheinenu Bechlal Vabon Avinu Alsam, Yalkein, Ibdu Mamayim. This was not part of the Gzera of that will be subjugated and subjected to Inui, namely the decision to drown the Jewish children that was way beyond the mandate that they were given, and that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam destroyed them. This is the gist of the Ramban. So the Ramban is focused on one midah, the midah of Zadon. They acted treacherously, they acted with arrogance, they acted with chutzpah. Rashi, on that pasuk, Asher Zadu, translates Asher Hishiu. But then Rashi goes ahead and cites a similar language that's found in the context of Yaakov Avinu with the Bechora. Vayozid Yaakov Nozid Bigdeira She Bishlu Bonis Bashlu. Again, the term of Vayozid, a Lashon HaBishul. So we see the Ramban essentially takes Paro to task for the Midah of Gaiva. Chazal tell us, based on the Paskin Yecheskel Perachavtes, that he saw himself as a god, he deified himself, Li Ori Vani Asisini, and when Moshe Rabbeinu appears, he tells him, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kolo, with impudence, who is this Hashem that I should listen to him? And as a result, that led to his own self-destruction. The Midah of Gaiva is the most difficult of all Midos. Pasuk says in Mishlei in Peraches, speaks about Geya v'gon v'derech ra u'pitach puchos. And that's the same midah which is abominable, which is repugnant. We find it with the Syrian Greeks in the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Eis kei sero secha. Klal Yisrael, the Maccabim, who were immersed, toiling in the study of Torah, or given over to Zaydim. And the most Sur, which of course is from the 1300s, written by the Dolei Rishonim, there's also a remez to this Midah as well. Le'eis tochin matbeya mitzuram nabeach. And with reference to Haman HaRasha, there also, which is mentioned in the context of Mosur, Kiros Komas Birosh, Bikei Shagogi Ben Amdosa, he wanted to cut off Klal Yisrael. V'niya Salo L'pachu L'meikesh, V'gavoso Yishboso. What did Hashem Yisbarach attack? His gaiva, that was squelched. So we see all the nations of the world suffer from this terrible midah. And their nefilah, their downfall is due to this terrible midah. Egypt, Syrian Greeks, Haman, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, lifnei shever gaon, before the breakage, there's this bombastic pride. So with reference to Klal Yisrael, we very much are in stark contrast to the Ummas HaOlam. The midah that's responsible for our salvation are the midos of anava, of humility, of modesty, of righteousness, of kedusha, and that came about through the Maccabim, Ma'idei Kohanecha HaKdoshim, the holy Kohanim, as the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayechi, he calls them Chasidei Elyon. They reached levels of chasidus that were transcendental. Bil Molehein Nishtachu, Hateil Vamitzis be yourself. Not for them, Torah and mitzvahs, God forbid, would have been forgotten. The midah v'anova is the midah that's machriya b'avodas Hashem. Ura kevodi, says David HaMelech, Ura aneva v'kinor o ira shochar, in Perek of Zayin HaTehillim. David HaMelech was ready to sing unabashedly before Hashem Yisbarach, recognizing his position in the globus at large. Rabbeinu Mechayi writes in his Perush al HaTorah, "Umneze haKohen ha'Eved hamiyuchad avodas hamikdash." This is the reason why the Kohen does the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Sivul haKosu sheYarim es Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen took place every day. B'chol yom. This is considered to be among the avodos, one of those avodos that's obviously not as significant. It pales in significance vis-a-vis the other avodos of the Beis Hamikdash. Kidei she yashpil v'yikona v'Hashem Yisbarach, to develop this midah v'anova of humility, of modesty. The Gemara has in Sukkah, she samech v'simcha is a shoeva. When he was dancing in the Simcha of the Shoeva and Sukkis, if I'm here, everyone is here. And if I'm not here, who's here? And Rabbi Gamliel, the Gedolei HaChachamim, were dancing in the Beis Hamikdash in Sukkis, and they were noig kalus reish be'atzmam. They treated themselves in a very indignified kind of way. Nimtzeis lomeid, says Rabbi Nebuchaye, what emerges, Shechayev Adon Lamayi Kvod Atzma Kvod Shemayim. A person is obligated to lower, diminish his own sense of self vis-a-vis the Kvod Shemayim, which has to be accentuated. V'chein Omer Chazal, HaMamayit B'Kvod Atzma U'mar B'Kvod Shemayim, Medrash Rabban B'Midbar. If someone diminishes his own kavod, but heightens the kavod of Hashem Yisbarach, kveid shamayim misrabe ukveid misrabe, then by doing so, by acting with humility and adava, both his kavod and the kavod shamayim will increase. But someone who dotes on himself and his own kavod, umemayid bichveid shamayim, and diminishes the kavod of Hashem Yisbarach, punk fakert. Kvod Shamayim Mimkayim Aimei, he'll not have any impact on Kvod Shamayim, but Rachman al-Litzlan, his own kavod, will undergo a diminution. So in the Tefillah of Alam Nisim, what is stressed is the tzidkus, the righteousness, the tara, the purity, the isuk batoy of the chashmonoyim, their immersion in Torah, and in the schus of all those gulos, in stark contrast to the gaiva and the zedim of the Syrian Greek world, there was zeiche to an unbelievable Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach. Ubo bonecha lidvir beisecha, ufinu secha lecha betiaros migdashecha, deomitar de beis hamigdash vidligul neros bechatzas kotshecha, vikavu shmonas yimei chanukha elu, lahayde yisu lahala lishimcha godom. When the Rambam in Hilchos Deos presents the golden mean, the Shvil Azov, that he saw as an ideal, that every person should try to and strive to find. And the Rambam says there are certain deos, there are certain hanhogas that a person has to avoid and go to the other extreme. And one of them, of course, is the midah of gaiva, or gaiva halev. Shein derech hateva shiye adam onam bilvad. It's not sufficient just to be humble. As shaliyeh shval ruach. A person should be, should see himself as being someone of low stature. V'tiyeh rucho nemucha mei. The language of Ma'ed is used vis-a-vis the Adnova of Meshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say Ona Bilvad, but Ona Ma'ed. And the Rambam is Medayik from the Loshen of the Pasuk and from the Loshen of the Mishnah. Mishnah Pirkei Avos writes, Mi'ed, Mi'ed, Habishva Ruach, a double language. V'yeid Amru, furthermore, Chazal say, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Deos, Halacha Gimel, Kol HaMagbi Alibo, Kofar Be'ikar. Someone who is haughty is Chas V'Sholom, considered to be a kofar, a heretic. Shenem Aviram L'Vavecha. Person has a sense of haughtiness, V'Shachachras Hashem Elokecha, you'll forget Hashem is Barach. So there is some room for a midah of gaiva, namely the sense of self-esteem that everyone has to bring to the fore, find their unique and distinctive talent. Vayigbal libo b'darkei Hashem. That sense of gavas halev does come to the fore from time to time, but it's used for darkei shamayim. It's used to enhance one's Torah and mitzvahs. Then, of course, it's appropriate and fitting. But gaiva, for no other reason than inflating oneself, becoming egotistical and bombastic, or for any other kind of personal self-aggrandizement, that's absolutely something which is taboo. The nations of the world, throughout their history, demonstrated gaiva and shachtsonus and this sense of keichi v'yitzim yodi yasali yisachayil hazeh. It's all my talent. It's my abilities, my accomplishments, that's responsible for all the success that I had. And that is what was responsible for their mapola, for their downfall. Many examples, Paro, Haman, Antiochus, and in stark contrast stands Klal Yisrael, because we chose the derech of anova, of humility and modesty, and by placing a bitochon in Tzur Yisrael v'goyalo, in the rock of Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter, the Chashmonaim was zeicha to outstanding, magnificent nisim of the Milchama and the nes of the Pach Hashem. Yi rotzo m'vei ha-melech ha-mehula b'tishbochos, that we should arm ourselves with this midah of anova, of humility, of modesty, of tara and kedusha, and halavai v'yibon shel olam, just as he was Mamshech the Nisim that he did Bayom Mahem, we should be Zeche to many, many Nisim Bayom Mahem Bazman Azeh Omein Ken Yehi Rotzon A Lichtige Chanukah, A Freilige Chanukah to all of Klal Yisrael. Omein V'Omein.